Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good to be back and good to be with you. Just want to start off by saying thank you for holding down the fort while we were away. Thank you to everyone who served in various ways while we were away. Pastor Terry was here the last two Sundays, just heard really great things about his messages and leading. Pastor Terry, thank you. Pastor Brandt, too, was here last Wednesday, and just thankful for him as well and each person here. We just had a great time in the last week. I'll just say this. Someone once told me that the key to a vacation is to plan two unscheduled days. When you wake up in the morning, you don't have anything. And we had three of those days. So it was awesome. Yeah, it was really good. And we're not the ones to lay in bed all day. We did a lot of things. But just to wake up and not have anything for a day. Can you imagine that? That is a really good feeling for us. So we had three of those. So tonight we're going to get back in our these letters to the seven churches, and we want to be thinking about our faith and how we kind of draw the lines. And are there things that you're willing to compromise when it comes to your faith, that you'll give in, that you'll defer to others, maybe on certain matters of faith? What are those things when it comes to your faith that you're just not willing to compromise? So I want to be thinking about that. I'm going to draw that out here in my message here tonight, and maybe even throw out a question in the middle of my message. So be thinking about that this evening. Just a note about our worship tonight. We are following the order of worship and hold an evening prayer in the booklet that's been passed out. Everyone should have one. There is one hymn. You'll want to have the green hymnal ready for that hymn. It is hymn 104, "In the Cross of Christ I Glory." So you'll want to flag that. I'll mention it when it comes up in the service. Tonight I'll be taking the leader part for the singing, and thankful to have Karen tonight leading the backup. So during Psalm 141, I'll have the leader part, and she'll have the group two part. You can choose which one that you'd like to sing with tonight. And then we'll have a moment of silent prayer towards the end of the service. And during that time, you don't have to, but if you do have something you'd like to vocally uplift, maybe a concern, maybe a person's name, you can share that, or silently, just keep it in your heart. God can search that out. We're going to hear that tonight, where he can search out our minds and our hearts, and he knows what's right there. But important that we take that time in prayer tonight. Just one other note, don't want to give too many announcements, but did you know it's happening Saturday? Saturday is daylight saving time. So we're jumping forward. Yeah, it's that Sunday this year. This Sunday, you want to move your clock, Saturday, move your clock forward 1 hour. So our elders have been known to sit out there and kind of crack jokes about people that show up late, you know. No, they don't do that. I'm thinking Kay would never do that. But we do want you to be ready for church here this Sunday. I think that does it for announcements. You're invited to rise as you're able for our opening service of light found on page 2.